So I've been looking forward to speaking to my next guest pretty much all day. She's Janet Goldblatt. She's the daughter of the late Dr. Melville Edelstein, the first person, unfortunately, who was killed in the 1976 Soweto uprising. And what an incredibly difficult day this must be on so many levels. Janet Goldblatt, thank you so much for chatting to me here on Chai FM this afternoon.
Pleasure. Hi.
So, Janet, I was just thinking about it. I mean, 1976 is such a pivotal day in terms of our history as a country and arriving at this new democracy. I suppose so much can be put on that date as being the date of the change. And yet for you, it's the date that you lost your dad. I mean, gosh, we all grew up knowing about your father just as much as we knew about the day itself. How are you coping on a day like this?
Well, actually, interesting. I've just come from Soweto.
Wow.
You know, every year they hold a ceremony for those that were impacted in the Soweto riots, a wreath laying. And in some way, you know, it's always a difficult day for me and my sister and my mom. But in some way, I suppose one of the things that really carried for so we carried for so many years is this notion of the fact that my dad was a white man killed on that day, but he wasn't. He was a man who had a purpose, and the purpose was about bringing humans together and different races. And he went into Soweto. I mean, he was known as the unsung hero of the Soweto riots because he went in every day of his life to ensure that the children got to school. He wasn't bothered about politics. He wasn't bothered about fighting. And his fight was very much, very humble. And he was a very humble person. And his fight was about the equality for education and the need for every child who had the right to learn and get an equal education. So it's always difficult because we miss him, and I feel like me and my sister and my mom, we missed out, obviously, on those years with my dad. He was a very religious man, spiritual man. So we were very blessed in the first 12 years of our lives, mine 12, Sean 11.
Yeah.
But it's difficult, you know. We actually, today was quite difficult because they invite us every year, we go and lay a wreath. But today, for some reason, they didn't, at the end, said goodbye to Enna, he didn't call our names, and we were all standing there with our families ready to. Anyway, they say it was a mistake, or maybe they changed the whole way of working. But I was pleased that I stood up and said, oh, we've come all the way here. And the wreath was there. It was for my dad. So we managed.
I hate even asking this question, but could this be to some extent a sign of the times and writing him out of history? Is that could be what you witnessed this morning, or am I reading in more than actually there?
That's a very good question. And we're still wondering what went wrong. And I think that in the next week or so, you know, that might be revealed.
Okay,
there was an African man who came to get our number and apologized and said that actually, look, the only thing that I can say, they did call the Peterson family. But the Ndlovu family also lost a child on that day, and they didn't call them. So I'm wondering that they just, he said they decided that the Peterson family are going to represent all families. And, you know, my father wasn't just all the families.
No.
He had a very significant role in not just on that day at all. It was actually the build-up. He had a role in Soweto. And his role was about fighting apartheid in a way.
So that's the part that I kind of struggle with. And if I try to put myself in your shoes, and I've tried to do that for years, actually, I've tried to do that. Thinking, you lost your father while he was serving the very community that he so cared for. And I'm just wondering over the years, how on earth have you managed to make sense of that?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't make sense of it. What we do know, I mean, over the years I've been on various, from young, I was at the Truth Commission, the inquiry there, you know, to this day we still don't know. In fact, funnily enough, I just came from a filming of a documentary called Truth Be Told. And one of the episodes is Prisoner in My Mind, an African, beautiful African man whose both parents were shot in front of him by police, also fighting at the Truth Commission. And I say Hashem, I mean, is involved in everything in life, because for whatever reason, I was approached by that filmmaker to do his to do the family constellation for this man, for his healing. And I was there, we were showing the documentary at the school, and that was a big question that people, like a lot of amazing African teachers, they got up, who was your father? You know, they were blown away. So they witnessed in the film how I was helping this man, you know, with his trauma. And then they was more intrigued by the story, you know. They're all from Soweto. And they said, we've never heard of your dad. We don't understand. And they wanted to hear more. So I think that the story does need to be told. And I think that, and a beautiful woman stood up and said, this wasn't just about us. We don't know about all those other people behind the scenes that were also fighting for human rights, etc. So equality, you know. So I think that that is something, and I'm pleased that you did bring that up, because we need to hold on to these stories, and they do need to be told, so that actually we can have healing in this country, proper healing. I think that
we've papered over the papered over the cracks and haven't really dealt with the issues.
Paid a price, and I think that we've all paid this price, and it's time. And I feel like there's no color. You know, there's something about it's humanity, and how can we all come together as humans to really build this place, because there's so much opportunity.
Is that the piece that you spoke about? The News 24 article that I read about you earlier today spoke about you finding your way to peace. And I'm just wondering about your use of that word. Is that the piece that you're referring to, of us all kind of coming together, forgiveness, acceptance, all that? Or was it something else?
I talk about that a lot, because it was his purpose. And I speak about it, because I don't know how many people know my father, his doctorate was the last doctorate that he did for his PhD, was What Young Africans Think.
Yes.
Because he was determined to bring, and he was very interested in race relations. That was what he was studying. And so his purpose was, ultimate, is to get everybody together, everyone to find love, cross all barriers, no matter who you are, whether you are white, black, Indian, colored, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, no one cares. But where's the love? You know, why can't we still have our own religions, our own ways of believing and thinking, and still come together as humans and still love the other? And that was his journey and his purpose.
I got a final question for you. The one that just perplexed me, I was driving to studio and was going through my mind over and over and over, and I thought, what kept you in South Africa? Wouldn't it have been so much easier for you to just got on a plane and left all this emotional baggage behind? What kept you?
I asked that question a few times. You know, first of all, my mother was left on her own. She only had her sister, who was also living here. So it's all very well going to another country if you don't have the support with two young children.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going into the complete unknown. This way, her dad was still alive, thank God. And we had support. Because, you know, my father, he didn't leave money. I mean, he was a philanthropist. He didn't build a, we didn't
empire.
Have money.
Yeah.
He had no empire, you know. So she had to go out and work full time. And we had my auntie, who's unfortunately now passed, but we had all the support and resources around us to, you know, so that we could still go to school. And we just, I think we'd been too frightened to actually leave. It's We had an amazing nanny, Sina Mabiletsa, who's passed, unfortunately. She brought us up. She was amazing. And I'm actually grateful for that, because we got a great education and we had a lot of amazing resources. And I think that's what saw us through those years.
Janet,
that's the truth.
Janet, yeah. I'm out of time. We're going to leave it there. I just want to thank you for chatting to us here on Chai FM this afternoon. What a legacy you carry on your shoulders. Thank you. Appreciate your input.